roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I am on rotorooter.com right now, and Roto-Rooter's website. It's easy. It's simple. You put in your zip code, and they give you the number. You call them up, and it just makes it easier. For 80 years, their plumbing experts have been trusted for you, whether it means residential or commercial plumbing. Think about the commercial end of it. We did it here at the station. Think about the hospitals and how important their plumbing is, and hotels. Condominiums, townhomes, these big, huge projects, school systems, colleges, universities. These local people are using them at great rates and getting great success out of it. And then think about what they could do for your business. You know, water damage restoration, water heaters, draining, plumbing, drainage, emergency services. They specialize in all of these. The folks at Roto-Rooter, rotorooter.com. Don't be fooled by the imitators. You know their colors. You know their jingle. You want me to do the jingle? Zach, and away go troubles down the drain. I like that guy. So good friends at Roto-Rooter, rotorooter.com. Locally owned and operated right here in the upstate of South Carolina, serving this and Western North Carolina. Good folks at Roto-Rooter. I know Zach and I both have had very positive experiences with Roto-Rooter as of late. It's 8:05 on a Tuesday, which means Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, Mickey. How about you?
We're great, man. Thanks for checking in with us. It is a very busy time of year. You got two major things going on. A, your coaches are on the road. B, a huge weekend this week as far as unofficial visits go. Let's begin with the first part of it, with the Gamecocks and the coaches on the road. Storylines to follow, geographical position changes, any major news. What's the buzz around Gamecock recruiting as far as the coaches getting out there and seeing players so far in this evaluation period?
Well, they really focused their early efforts on the in-state schools, and they haven't hit them all yet, but they're trying to get to every school in the state. Each coach has been asked to get to all the schools in his territory, whether there's prospects there or not. I think Will Muschamp really understands how important the relationships are with the in-state coaches, and I know. Sometimes under the previous staff, there were some schools and coaches that felt like they were neglected and not really given the type of presence from South Carolina coaches as they felt like they should have as an in-state school. And Muschamp is working hard to change that. So I know Bobby Bentley hit all of his schools last week, is now out of state. Lance Thompson was out of state last week hitting junior colleges. He's in-state this week, so and a lot of the other coaches are doing the same thing. So that's been their big focus. There have been some new offers here and there, but I think for the most part, they're focused on looking at the players they've already offered and making sure on some of those guys, figuring out which ones they really want to push for. They're inviting guys to camp and really trying to get as strong a group as they can eat for each of those camp sessions. And then looking at some guys that could go either way and trying to get a better feel for where they may stand, right now in the spring heading into their next football season.
You mentioned junior college. I know that it hadn't been a huge part of the program in the past, but with some holes and some mistakes made in past classes, has it become bigger now? And just how big is recruiting, the junior college recruiting efforts and shoring up some positions? How important will it be in this class and moving forward under Will Muschamp?
Well, it's definitely not how he wants to build the program, but he wants to use the junior colleges to supplement and fill those immediate needs. And they're looking for defensive linemen, I think, primarily. I think they would consider an offensive tackle if they found the right one. But in this cycle, it seems like defensive line is the position they're most focused on, and that really is, it's a developmental position, obviously, and it's one that they just have not been able to turn around as quickly as they would like. And I think Lance Thompson is trying to find some guys, along the lines of Javon Kinlaw, who will be in this summer, and they're counting on him to help a lot this season. They want to find, a couple more guys like that to give them some more, veteran players, more physicality and size and strength, particularly in the middle of the line and that feels like they could hold up better against the run. If they can get some more guys like that on the team. So it's not a huge focus, but I think is an important part of this class and will be an important part of the program going forward until they get these positions where they need to be from a depth and athleticism standpoint.
The Gamecocks get a preferred walk-on, and Darius Douglas had someone ask about that, a kid that had a very high school, a very good high school career here in the state. Is he a quarterback? Is he a guy that they might like and a guy that might contribute down the road as a preferred walk-on?
Yeah, he's coming in as a quarterback. I think he's athletic enough to maybe play some other positions if quarterback doesn't work out, but I think that's what he's coming in to play. And if you watch him on film, he makes a lot of good plays. If you compare him to, you know, someone like Brandon McElwain, who was a similar type quarterback, I don't think there was a huge difference when you watch the film in the two. And I think, you know, whether he actually becomes a factor at the quarterback position down the line is someone that can help him there, I think will depend on how he progresses as a passer, whether he can really develop those skills and become more accurate. But he's got a good arm and good athleticism and you know, made some exciting plays on tape, and it comes from a good program in Berkeley down there in the lower state.
All right, you've got a big weekend this weekend, unofficial visits. First, it's a cookout kind of deal. How many are they going to have? They did one. I think they're doing maybe more than one this season?
Yeah, they'll do one in April and one in the summer. They'll this weekend. That's the same thing they did last year, and I think it's the right move for them to do something earlier as well, because there's not a lot of competition, with other schools. Having finished their spring games, there's not a lot of other things going on this time of year. So I think it's a smart tactical move for them to have an event early on and have a chance to get a really good group of players in. I think it's the right approach. And it is going to be a pool party / cookout, primarily be over at the Strom Thurmond Center. They'll also be taking players, particularly those that haven't visited yet, on facilities tours and things like that. But most of the event will take place there at the Strom Thurmond Center.
For folks that don't know, we've talked about it in the past, but South Carolina may be different than other places too. What goes on at these two events, and talk about the importance of this kind of a little more relaxed atmosphere that you'll see this weekend?
Yeah, it's a great chance for the players and their families to get to know the coaches better. Like you said, it's a more relaxed atmosphere. It's not a high-pressure scenario. It's an all-day event, so they get a chance to really not only see the full campus and all of the facilities, but they can spend some quality time with the coaches. They can spend quality time with other players on the team that will be in attendance. They can get a better sense of just how they would fit in socially and from a personality standpoint. And it's just, I think they're important steps. And I think the opposite is true as well. I think it gives the coaches and the players a chance to get a sense of, how these guys would fit in with them. And, are they the right fit from a personality and a social standpoint and a leadership standpoint, things like that. So it's definitely an important step in the process and a chance for everyone involved just to see what life would be like as a Gamecock and whether it's the right fit for either side.
I'll talk specifics here, specific players coming up here in a second, but overall numbers, big numbers, what's the optimum number? I know it's a fluid situation about guys, especially with unofficial visits in this time of year, but what kind of numbers are we talking about?
Yeah, I haven't gotten the final list yet, but I would think somewhere in the 30 to 40 range. I don't think they want it to be a huge event. I think it's more about quality than quantity in this case, because if you get too many players there and too many family members and things like that, sometimes certain players will end up feeling neglected and maybe feel like they didn't get enough attention. So I think usually 30 to 35 is about that sweet spot and what they strive for. It'll be a combination of 2018 and 2019 prospects, maybe a couple of 2020 guys sprinkled in there, but I'd say the majority of them be 2018, and then next largest amount be 2019 guys.
All right, let's talk specific players about again some of the guys that they'd like to come in. Again, guys can change their mind and travel. Things kind of fall through at times. I get all that, but give me some of the key figures in some of it. It would be a great weekend for South Carolina if they got these list of four, five, or six guys in this weekend.
Well, know, I think linebacker is an important position in this class, and a couple of guys to watch there that they're hoping will make it in this weekend are Dax Hollifield and Channing Tindall. You know, I think South Carolina leads on both of those guys, and I think getting, I don't know if necessarily it's going to happen this weekend, but if they could get some early commitments from those two guys, I think it would help them set the tone defensively, be two four-star guys at positions of need. You know, Hollifield is a guy they view as a middle linebacker, a guy that could be a multi-year starter and really be a leader defensively, and Tindall is more of an outside linebacker type. Versatile guy who could play either outside linebacker spot. So I think those are two guys to watch defensively. Master Teague is a guy from Tennessee, running back that they've really made a priority here for quite a while now. And he's making plans to potentially make it down for another visit. He's been down multiple times and would be an important trip, I think, for him because he plans to make his decision probably next month. If he stays on schedule. Dylan Wonnum, offensive tackle, four-star kid, who's the brother of DJ Wonnum, a guy that's going to play a big role for South Carolina defensively this year at the butt position, is a guy that Eric Wolford is trying to get in. He's an offensive tackle, and I think they're probably only going to take one more lineman in this class, offensive lineman in this class, and I expect it to be a tackle type. And Wonnum is a guy that they would certainly be excited about if they could get him in. It's just going to be from there a combination of in-state and out-of-state guys. You know, I don't envision many traveling, from South Florida or things like that for an event like this in April, but I would say most will be in-state, Georgia, North Carolina. Rick Sandage is another guy, four-star defensive tackle. They're trying to get in. Right, last I heard, he was up in the air as to whether he was coming. He just visited Florida State last weekend, which is where his teammate, Hamza Nasiruddin, ended up signing last year. I think he slowed the process down. I think he was a strong lean to South Carolina earlier in the process. He's more open now, but South Carolina is still in his lead group and is a guy that they really would like to land and are pushing for.
You've got a chance to be around the staff now and watch the staff now and recruit now, and I know you hear players talk about it. Is there a coach out there or a couple of coaches out there that Gamecock fans should feel like when they see a coach's name beside them? I know it's a good recruiting staff, but to see this guy's name beside them, man, we got a lot better chances. Is there a coach out there that really sticks out as far as I don't want to say ace recruiter, but you feel a lot better about if this guy's on the prospect?
I would say defensively, Travaris Robinson. Offensively, Bobby Bentley. I think, T-Rob is a guy that really does an excellent job of building a relationship with the players and takes a little bit of an old-school approach in that he makes it difficult for guys to say no to him, especially when he hones in on a cornerback that he really likes, which is the position he primarily coaches defensively. He really does a good job with him. And then Bentley is a guy that just has been relentless with his work ethic. And that's, ultimately what I think is most important when it comes to being a good recruiter is you have to be relentless. You have to be willing to put in the work day after day after day from a communication standpoint and just make the guys really feel like priorities. And I think Bentley does a good job of that. He's obviously been on the other side of it as a high school coach for so many years. And, he got to see what worked for certain college coaches and what didn't, and has really worked hard to make a name for himself in a short period of time at South Carolina.
Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com, big weekend, big recruiting weekend for South Carolina. Any chance or you feel good about maybe getting a commitment or two from the weekend?
Yeah, I think it's always possible at an event like this. I wouldn't expect a big run of commitments necessarily, but I think Hollifield and Tindall are two guys to watch as possibilities. If Master Teague does make it in, I wouldn't expect him to commit at the event, but I think this could be the visit that puts South Carolina over the top if it goes well. I think Auburn and Georgia are the primary competition right now, and Georgia is obviously involved with a couple of really high-profile guys, especially Zamir White out of North Carolina. So I think South Carolina is in a good position with him. So if they can get him in as planned, that would be big. And then you never know. I think Ernest Jones is a player, linebacker out of Georgia, who's probably going to commit to South Carolina in the next couple of weeks. I think he's planning a May 5th decision, but he was just on campus recently, and I don't think he's coming back this weekend, so wouldn't be one to watch this weekend, but is one to keep an eye on for the near future.
All right, tell us about TheBigSpur.com. I'm a subscriber, and the place to find out the best in South Carolina news right now is TheBigSpur.com. What's on the docket for you? Obviously, a big weekend.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have a lot of coverage leading up to the event this weekend, and then follow up with the players on Saturday and Sunday. So there should be a lot of good recruiting info. John Whittle continues to cover the baseball. It's been a little bit of a struggle for the baseball team in South Carolina recently, but Whittle's still doing a great job of covering it and keeping everyone filled in on personnel changes and things like that. So it's a great time to join. If you're not a member, just go to TheBigSpur.com, and you can become a premium member in a short period of time.
Always appreciate it, buddy. Looking forward to review the weekend. Maybe talk about a commitment or two when we visit with you next week, Tony.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. It's our good friend Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. Hey, folks, Ag Pro Co., full-service John Deere dealer. Whether you're a property owner with a few acres, a commercial landscaper with a demanding client list, or just looking to tear up the outdoor trails, they have a solution to fit all of your needs. One day, buddy. Zach, I got to tell you, man, one day, I'm going to own me a great big old John Deere tractor, big old long driveway, a bunch of land. I'm going to get up there and just farm the land, buddy. They carry anything with John Deere, the riding lawnmower equipment to the Gator XUVs and the tractors ranging from 23 horsepower to 100 horsepower. At the end of the day, they got the perfect solution for you. Three locations in the upstate of South Carolina, in Williamston, in Seneca, and now their Anderson location. Their recent growth gives them the ability to serve even a greater part of the upstate. They have the great tractor packages. You know, the demands of the land, John Deere's got everything to fit all those diverse demands of the land. The quick park loaders, the auto connect mowing decks give you more time to spend on your tractor, less time working on your tractor. So I want you to stop by. See CJ in Anderson. See Michael in Seneca. See Billy in Williamson. Take a test drive and see John Deere and Ag Pro and why they are different. And why the difference in this, folks, is AgProCo.com. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. Open phone lines for the rest of the show. It's the Mickey Plata Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Imagine this season diving into your own in-ground pool. Make it happen with Aqua Pool Care. For as little as $19,000, you and your family will finally have your own backyard oasis. Aqua Pool Care has over 35 years of experience in commercial, residential, and pool renovations. Maybe your pool needs a new liner. They have plenty to choose from. Turn those hot days of summer into cool days and fun outdoor memories with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com.
It's that time of year. Summertime is creeping in, and you panic while looking at your yard. McNeely's Store and Rental is here for you with Steel Dealer Days April 7th through May 28th. Take an extra 10% off non-sale items. Come out April 28th through April 29th for deals and food provided by Palmetto Smokehouse. Demo new steel battery-powered line products. You heard that right. This is not your grandpa's chainsaw. McNeely's Store Rental, 980 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Hi guys, this is Liana from Local Q, inviting you to come see me for our awesome lunch specials from 11 to 3, Monday through Friday. Come pick from 5 wings, a half a barbecue sandwich, or a taco with one or two of our great sides. Can't make it during the week? We also offer a unique brunch menu Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. Come try our Kahlua-soaked Monte Cristo, just to make sure you wash it down with one of our barbecue Bloody Marys, or share a mimosa pitcher with friends. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. 30 Orchard Park Drive, Greenville.
Hit a home run with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now open in Tigertown, Founders Clemson location is located on Highway 93 next to Walmart Neighborhood Market. We also have 4 on-campus ATMs, 3 of which accept cash and check deposits. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership.
relax. Go Tigers. Founders Federal Credit Union, located on Highway 93 in Clemson. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This message is for mature audiences only, because only a mature audience could appreciate the taste and variety you'll find at Ramcat Social House in Seneca on Ramcat Alley. From delicious steaks to seafood, farm fresh salads to homemade desserts, a quiet dinner or a night on the town, Ramcat Social House is no longer a best kept secret. Tim Moore invites you to Ramcat Social House for a truly remarkable dinner experience. Ramcat Social House, downtown Seneca on Ramcat Alley.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
Sweet Caesar's ghost.
Here's your host.
You dig it the most.
WCCP. 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Tuesday. Let me give you our Palmetto Golf Report by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. This time of year is the time of year they're rocking and rolling right now. So great friends at Palmetto Dunes, and there is no finer time than the spring. It's any time, though. We're going down next week. Can't wait. Make your trip plans right now. I always am amazed at the deals that they have, the packages that they have. And if you're smart enough, you can put together some great packages, do it long in advance, and save yourself a lot of money. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with them. It's our great friends at PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful Oceanfront Resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We'll be broadcasting live from there next week. The Palmetto Golf Report today. The Men's Southern Conference Championship going on right now. Final round today. Wofford in fifth place. Furman in sixth place. The SEC Women's Championship just concluded over the weekend. The Gamecocks were tied for fifth in the SEC, but Caitlin Dambo ended up winning the event. So an individual champion for South Carolina. A little late season Palmetto State golf, and good luck to Wofford and Furman over there today with the final round of the Southern Conference tournament. Again, that's our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report. I can't wait to get over to Palmetto Dunes and get the best with Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We're going to play some golf, get on the beach, going to play some tennis, some pickleball. Play my first pickleball next week. Can't wait to tell you all about that. And get some great food, some great shopping. It's going to be a great time. And we'll tell you much more about that next week. That's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Telephone number here, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I just got this text. When Boston College against anybody but NC State this past year in football, baseball, and basketball, they played 42 sporting events in the ACC. What do you think the record is? Football, baseball, basketball against everybody but NC State.
Over?
No, they actually won a few in there.
Did they?
5-37.
Not good.
No. 5-37. What do you think? They played five games, played one football game, one basketball game, and three baseball games against NC State. What do you think the record is?
Undefeated.
5-0.
How about that?
5-0 versus NC State, 5-37 against the rest of the league in football, baseball, and basketball. Well, it doesn't look good. Jalen Hurts scores a touchdown right here. It's only 2 minutes and
6 seconds.
And 6 seconds, 7 seconds to go. This is doesn't look good for the Tigers. National championship might have slipped out of their hands, it looks like. Awful stuff. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Chad is in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Doing good, Mickey. I can't imagine that cookout this weekend near the Strom. I mean, those recruits, they'll be overlooking the railroad tracks to the east. To the north side, they'll have the old Holiday Inn on Assembly that's renovated right next door to the Domino's. And then across the street, they'll be looking at the old, what they call the Frank. So, anyways, Mickey, I can't imagine, you know, how fun that'll be. But anyways, Mickey, I wanted to tell you. So yesterday I'm on Twitter and I look at, you know, Mr. Orr24's page, right? Because I follow Mr. Orr24. And I see some dude, GT Rivalry, I think he drives a Mustang, bumping his gums to Zach. And Mickey, I'm like, who is this dude bumping his gums? So I look at his page real quick, Mickey, scrolling down, and the guy's like crying about a two-star that they lost to Georgia. And I'm thinking, I can't imagine the feeling of being upset because you lost a two or a three-star to Georgia. I mean, can you, Mickey?
Well, I don't know. Who was the kid, by the way? What player was it?
I think Devon Wyatt, maybe. But I'm just thinking, I mean, that's like what a Boston College fan might be doing. And look at their record. You just said it.
Yeah. But I can't imagine somebody getting on Mr. Orr 24. What's the guy thinking? Doesn't he know better?
Yeah, I thought he was a lovable guy, Mickey, you know. But apparently he takes a lot of abuse. And, I mean, he even thanked the guy. Thanks for listening. I appreciate your loyalty to the show. But anyways, Mickey, I wanted to ask you, have you heard anything on Clark Schmidt? Because I heard last night the news doesn't look good, and he might be out for a while.
No, I didn't. We'll ask John Whittle tomorrow. I didn't know that he was hurt. I didn't listen to their. I saw Friday night. Was it not Friday, Thursday night? These games mess me up now. They're playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Get confused on it now. I know he pitched well against Florida, giving up his one run. But didn't know that he was hurt. You know, Johnson just now coming back from him. This has just been a nightmare season down there with the injuries and the offense right now. Really just can't score any runs.
Yeah, Mickey, let me ask you one more thing. Is the best thing for Clemson as it relates to South Carolina that's ever happened is Ray Tanner taking the AD job? And this is why I ask you that. Not only do I think they downgraded at the AD position, they clearly downgraded at the head coach of baseball.
Yeah.
And Mickey, you know, Holbrook is as much heat as he gets. He was probably the top assistant in college baseball. I mean, they, without a doubt.
Oh, he turned down Tennessee and turned down, North Carolina folks thought he might be the next guy up there and turned down Tennessee. And Holbrook was a hot name out there, no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I think he still is. You know, it would be like, Mickey, you know, you losing your, you know, starting left tackle. And then, you know, when that happens, Mickey, your right tackle has to move over. Mm-hmm. A guard maybe has to bump out the right tackle. So your whole offensive line gets weaker. And so that's what they did. They, you know, lost Hyman. They downgraded their AD. They, you know, without question, downgraded their baseball coach, and then their best assistant, who was, you know, literally what I would call an elite assistant, you know, he got worse because Esposito's, you know, they all hate him. But anyways, man, I just hang up and listen.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate the phone call. I don't think anybody would argue that Ray Tanner was a better baseball coach than an AD. So far, at least. Still fairly early in his tenure, but so far that is the case. I guess if you're looking at the, you know, baseball, football, basketball, I guess you could say that. That's an easy one there. I'll go ahead and take that one there. So some guys give you a hard time on Twitter.
He's kind of taking a run of the both of us there for being trolls to the South Carolina community. Talking about conferences and stuff like that. So instead of engaging him, I said, thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you in November.
What talking about conferences? What?
We said something about conferences yesterday, and he took exception with it.
What did we say?
I don't remember. We do a lot in 3 hours.
On Twitter, Kevin said, it's like the political speech you have when Morrell then rebuttal from Chad. You get the State of the Union address, and then you get the other team's rebuttal coming through it all.
He's right, though, with the – what are they going to look at there? Would you rather have a cookout on Clemson's campus or down there in Columbia?
Sure, people like the urban atmosphere in Columbia. Not me. I prefer the
– You know, that's true. I haven't thought about that. Some people enjoy like being that. In the city more.
Yeah. Oliver! Some people like that. Hey, speaking of the big city.
Yeah.
We're going.
You're going?
We're going to New York.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, the Big Apple.
Have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, you're really excited for me, huh?
I'm really excited for Meredith.
Yeah, we're going to take some folks up. I get people asking all the time now. The number's 385-7722, 385-7722. We're going at the end of July. Mark the calendar dates down July 27th through the 30th. Here's the thing about it. You get all the freedom that you want. Some people say, hey, do I have to hang out with Mickey Powell the whole time? No. You can. Or you can go do, we've got a list of about 40 different things you can do. You get to choose 4 premium attractions over 4 days and 3 nights. And it's really anything you want to do in New York City. Plus, a little Broadway in there. You get a little Yankee Stadium in there. You get a behind-the-scenes tour of the stadium. You get dinner at Yankee Stadium or something that you really can't do. The Westin Grand Central Station is right in the heart of Midtown. It's really cool hotel. You get round-trip airfare from straight direct flights from GSP. This is a really cool trip, and you're going to love it. You get the best that the Big Apple has to offer. Come join Meredith and I. I'm going to do the 9/11 Memorial. I know I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the Statue of Liberty. We're going to do Broadway. We're going to do it all in 4 days and 3 nights. I want you to go to goodnewstravels.com/roar-NYC. goodnewstravels.com/roar-NYC. Or call them today. Go ahead and make your reservations today. 385-7722, 385-7722. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Can't wait to get to the Big Apple, get a Yankees game, get all that in there, man. It's going to be really cool. All that's included in your price. Really, really good stuff there. Can't wait for that. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We have Clemson baseball tonight, 6:30. College of Charleston coming up. Interesting when Monty Lee takes his former team home. Pretty cool stuff there. NFL Draft is Thursday night. By the way, you can hear the baseball game tonight, 6 o'clock pregame show. NFL Draft Thursday night. We found out yesterday that Jabril Peppers had a diluted urine sample through his stuff here. And that's not a huge shock, but I just wonder why in the world you would do that so close to the draft, so close to the evaluation process. You know you're going to be tested, correct?
Yes.
Why would you cost yourself potentially millions of dollars?
Did you see his explanation or his agent's explanation?
No. What's the excuse? What am I, come up with something? What am I doing?
It's so bizarre. I almost have to believe it. He says because of his workout schedule and his history of cramping, he wasn't feeling well in addition to this. On the flight and the night before, he drank 8 to 10 bottles of water before the test the next morning because he was worried about cramping. That was his excuse.
I don't blame him for that. I'm buying that. If it don't only tell you to drink bottles, I tell you what, Texas, they've got to have, they're drinking that much bottles of water a day.
I hear you. And that would be his reasoning for the diluted sample.
You know what? I'm buying it. I'm with you, Jarrell Peppers. Good job. I'm with you on that one. All right, quickly, let me get to this one, and we're going to finish it up after the break. I finally watched the baseball beaning thing with Boston and with
Pedroia and Machado.
Yeah, Machado. With Baltimore. Let me say this. I think that Machado slid late in the bag, huh?
Manny Machado?
Yeah, Machado.
Yeah.
I think he slid late into the bag. But I think when his cleats came up, he didn't mean for them to come up because if you notice after he spiked him, he went quickly to kind of catch him and like say, man, like, you know, I'm sorry kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So sliding late is a part of baseball. Sliding with your cleats high is not. I think his foot came off the bag kind of popped up. I don't think he meant to do that. I think there's no malicious intent in trying to hurt somebody. I think you slide late to break up the double play, but you don't slide with high cleats. I think that was an accident. Can you see what I'm saying there? Are you buying that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think it was clear from the beginning.
All right. I think that, and by the way, he wasn't, that baseball protocol tells you that the next time up, he takes one in the back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I get it. That didn't happen. They wait to the first at bat the next day, and he gets one behind his head. By the way, first time I've ever seen a guy ejected for a foul ball because it hit off the bat, right? But, A, you don't throw up at someone's head. You don't do it. I will go totally into this. I know you're going to disagree with this because you're a hockey guy, and the hockey part of you says, well, you fight it out like men, whatever. Look, there's no reason. It's absolutely childish. Tony La Russa talks about this before. You hit one of our guys, we're hitting two of yours. This thing's childish, man. I don't like the fact. I don't think anybody should ever be beaned by a baseball. I don't think you should throw 98 miles an hour and hit somebody in the head or the back or whatever, trying to purposely hit a man with a baseball. I think that is absolutely childish.
You agreed to this yesterday.
Hit by pitch guy. No, I didn't. We didn't talk about it yesterday.
We did talk about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I brought it up.
Hit by pitch guy is accident. I get it. You're trying to get somebody off the edge of the plate. There's a purpose to that. Pitching inside, I get that. But to purposely throw at someone's head or to purposely try to hit a batter, it's absolutely childish. Baseball needs to do away with it. I don't see how you do away with people's intent, but you got to do away with it, man. It's childish.
Well, why? Well, you hit us, so we're going to hit you. From yesterday.
I didn't say this yesterday.
Yeah, oh, we talked about it yesterday. You said, yeah, I understand. You put two between the shoulder. We put one between the shoulder blades.
That's what happens. I disagree with it.
You didn't disagree with it yesterday.
Yes,
that's
I
what
did.
I'm saying. No,
yeah.
You didn't.
I don't like it. I don't like beaning in baseball. I don't think it's a great thing to do. I think the fact of the matter is, you take it like a man. Guess what? You got spiked.
You think you should have been thrown from the first pitch?
No.
Should have a warning.
Oh, the pitcher thrown out of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, thrown out of the game. If you throw at someone's head, you're out of the game. Simple as that.
Okay.
Now, if you accidentally let one go, there's no reason to. But you know when someone's throwing at somebody. You get the intent of it all.
Yeah.
I don't get this unwritten baseball rule that, well, you do this, so we're going to take one of your guys out. All right, Clemson got the ball on the 2-yard line with Gallman in motion. And then I think Rickfield went roll, Hunter, roll. No, roll, Renfro, roll. RRR. I love how he flips the ball to the referee too, man. Clemson's going to win the national championship in football, it looks like. Unbelievable. Let me tell you about our friends at Northland Cable. You know, they do a terrific job for us, and Northland Cable is just a great company. They've been, you know, great for us here at the station. You want to be up to speed when it comes to internet. Make sure that you get the $29.99 lowest price point with 100 megs of the highest speed available. 100 megs starts at $59.99. The $29.99 price point is actually for 12 megs of service. The students are, you know, it's so important for you to have this. So say no to slow, say yes to Northland. Northland Communications, Northland Cable, let them take care of you. Go to getnorthland.com, getnorthland.com. They've done a great job for us here at the station. This is a terrific promotional item they've got going right now. There is nothing better than getting that great high-speed internet at your home, at your apartment for your student. Go with our good friends. It's getnorthland.com. All right, short break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up in the final segment right after this.
Many wish they could join, but only few are called. Walt Deptula is one of them. The 2017 Huddle Report Mock Draft is underway. More than 100 esteemed journalists and insiders are invited to take part in the mock draft for the Huddle Report. With tons of resources on their side, they are in search of bragging rights, and Walt has set his sights on the number one position. Walt knows sports. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
If your business relies on dependable transportation from your medium and heavy-duty fleet trucks, then Advanced Maintenance should be your next call. Advanced Maintenance provides superior on-site maintenance that saves you precious time. Their free maintenance management program manages your fleet's usage and keeps track of all your service needs, so you don't have to. And they even do box truck and trailer repair. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787. That's 422-5787.
Are you ready to level up your skills or launch a new career in programming? The Iron Yard in Greenville offers part-time and full-time courses in web development for people interested in launching a career in programming. If you're interested in taking charge of your career by preparing for jobs in programming, courses are enrolling in Greenville right now. You can find more information about learning to code at theironyard.com/Greenville. That's theironyard.com/Greenville or call 864-605-3976. The Iron Yard. Take charge of your career.
The good news, our business is growing. The bad news, we have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Imagine the warm sun, the cool spray, and a hot new Sea-Doo watercraft to speed into summer. With models starting at $52.99, our Sea-Doo lineup ranges from family to ferocious. Head to Foothills Motorsports now to purchase yours during our Ready to Ride sales event. You will get a rebate up to $500 on select 2016 models and two-year coverage on most models. The fun starts at Foothills Motorsports. Summer is almost here. Where's your Sea-Doo?
Other conditions and restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Blake Smith. It's a frightening reality that medical errors are the third leading cause of death in America. This doesn't account for the thousands of other incidences of medical malpractice. However, you don't have to feel helpless and alone. We have the knowledge to help you. If you or a loved one have been injured, you have rights that need to be addressed and discussed. Call our firm, Parham Smith & Archenthold, for a free consultation at 864-242-9008. That's 864-242-9008.
Complete Nutrition just released the most effective weight loss product we've ever created. Plus, it comes with a free 21-day step-by-step program to follow. And we guarantee you success. If you lose more than 21 pounds in the first 21 days, see Complete Nutrition to adjust your plan. Healthy weight loss should not exceed a couple of pounds per week.
Find Complete Nutrition in Greenville on Woodruff Road, in Spartanburg on East Blackstock Road, and in Anderson across from the Harbor Inn on North Main. Complete
Nutrition. Talking security with Clemson baseball coach Monty Lee.
For a coach, winning is job security. For you, security is Blue Ridge Security Solutions for your home and business. Your options are enormous. Video surveillance, all sorts of home automation and lighting features, even a feature that automatically arms the system where you forget to. And my favorite, the video doorbell. My family loves the high level of service we get from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. Yours will too.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious security.
O'Reilly.
Clean and restore shine to your wheels and tires with Turtle Wax Wheel and Tire Cleaner and Turtle Wax Tire Shine. On sale now for $3.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Safely remove dirt and lock in a long-lasting high-gloss shine with Turtle Wax Wheel and Tire Cleaner and Turtle Wax Tire Shine at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who did you wake up with?
Ah!
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
JC's mom has got it going on. JC's mom has got it going on.
My dad calls me last night, wants to know about engineers' sleep and their beds. And can they deliver to Columbia and North? I got to get Jay and Davis on this kind of thing and see. And also, my dad wanted how much it costs. And I kind of told him about the websites and stuff like that. It really is amazing. And he wants to know, you know, it's pretty cool when your dad says, hey, is it really as good as you say it is? Yes, man, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I got a feeling that people that house sit for me, the reason that they love coming to house sit for me is even though I think they're sleeping in the other bed, like I think they go and like unmake their bed. You know, like the guest room beds, but they go sleep in our bed just because the mattress is so great. I'll be honest with you. We had good mattresses before, but now we have great mattress in our bed. Part of the reason I didn't get out of bed at 4:15 this morning to go work out. That alarm, I kind of knew the whole time that I wasn't going to do it. Anyway, engineer sleep, a completely different way to buy it. It's one of the best things that we've ever done is get a custom-made mattress and get it at very, very fair pricing. You're going to be shocked because there's no retail markup. Think of it, you have to pay retail for everything in this world. Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. During the break, you were ripping the city of Columbia.
No.
Yes, you were.
No, that doesn't sound like me.
Yes, you were. You're a pot stirrer.
They wasn't stirring the pot if it was off air, was it? Is it?
Well, no, you're right. I'm sorry. But what you're telling me is that you don't like the urban environment. You like the rural environment.
I'm not much.
You grew up, even though I grew up in Jersey, you grew up in a rural environment.
Yeah, I'm not much of a city guy.
New York is where I'd rather be.
New York, New York.
Green Acres is the place for me. Farm living.
Yeah. Oh, man. It just doesn't make sense. Not in my head.
Nope.
You got a lake here. You got lakes all over the place. Beautiful mountains.
The chores. The stores. Fresh air. Times Square.
It's lovely.
How about a guy who goes, Mr. Douglas?
Mr. Douglas?
I love that guy, man. That's a great show. I had to get out that pig. What a great show it is, man.
Green Acres.
Hey, didn't Petticoat Junction, did that was all spin of Green Acres? Green Acres all spin of Petticoat Junction?
Let me look that up for you. I don't know. That's, again, before my time, just a little bit.
That's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat. I mean, it's a great stuff, man. Good stuff.
Green Acres was a spinoff of Petticoat Junction.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that show. It's kind of like my sister. My sister lives on a farm, and she's like city-fied, and my brother-in-law's, he owns the farm. He's like country-fied. So, anyway. All right. I want to get quickly to the Warren Sapp and Miles Garrett statements. Basically, in summary, Warren Sapp, NFL Hall of Famer, says, I wouldn't take Miles Garrett with the number one pick. He takes plays off. Watch the film. He makes a couple plays a game. The rest of the time, he just tanks it, puts, you know, doesn't play very hard. You know what? I agree with him. I don't disagree with what we saw there and what we heard there. The guy doesn't play very hard a lot of times. The guy does disappear for large, just vast masses of playing time. And he's going to be the number one pick. I don't look at Miles Garrett like I look at Jadeveon Clowney. Now Clowney took plays off, but Clowney was a freak of nature. I don't think Miles Garrett is a freak of nature. Do you? I don't think anybody. Look at this NFL draft. I don't think there's anybody out there that would go, oh man, you know what? This is a can't miss. There's no safety picks in this one. I don't mean the position safety. I mean there's no picks out there you go, oh man, this guy's a can't miss in this draft.
I think he's probably the closest to that, though, isn't he?
He might be the safest.
Which is why he's probably the number one pick.
But he's not. His ceiling is not number one draft pick ceiling-wise. That makes sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
I don't put it this way. I don't think, and I could be wrong with this, mm-hmm. I don't think that he will be an NFL Hall of Famer. And I think with your very first pick in the draft, I think you need to be thinking Hall of Fame. I think you need to be thinking 10 or 12 years in the league and Hall of Fame.
Sure. I agree with that 100%. I think this speaks to the draft is, this year's draft is more about depth. There's a lot of depth players in there.
Yes.
It's a very deep draft.
Yeah.
But there's no quote unquote elite guys that really jump off the page at you.
Yeah. Solomon Thomas doesn't do it for me. And again, I think Solomon Thomas is going to be a good player. I don't see Pro Bowl. Jamal Adams is a really, really good player. But at that position, Fournette, I mean, look, you're gonna invest with the fourth pick in the draft. You're going to invest your money in Fournette. It could turn out to be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all this being said, we could be missing in completely here. There could be seven or eight Hall of Famers out of this draft.
There could be. But at the same time, there's just, I mean, Jonathan Allen, I think, is a fairly safe pick. But I watched Allen in two national championship games. I didn't see him just make a bunch of plays. Malik Hooker, now that's one that, probably jumps off the page at me as like the wow guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting my money in Christian McCaffrey.
But he's a little banged up coming into this.
Yeah, I know. Derek Barnett, OJ Howard. I don't see all of that. I don't see Trubisky, obviously, Mahomes, Marlon Humphrey. All these guys have red flags. Reuben Foster certainly has got a bunch of red flags. I mean, Dalvin Cook didn't look very good at some combine stuff. And there's some, you know, some questions about him. I don't see guys that just go, whoa, this guy is going to be first team Pro Bowl, first year, first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't see any of that in this draft. I like Jabril Peppers. I think he's a football player. But I think he reminds me a little bit of that honey badger kind of mentality of I can play and I play different positions and ball hawking, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, look, there's red flags out there. I like Buda Baker a lot. But safeties, you can pick your first round picks with safeties. In this league now, I'm not crazy about that. There's some, you know, the big position list guys. We've got to get to the top of the hour. But big position list guys, defensive ends, Garrett and Thomas don't jump off the page like that fast twitch, speed rushing, great. I mean, Barnett doesn't do that for me. Charlton doesn't do that for me. None of those guys I'm going like, whoa. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for in my first pick in the draft. First top or five trying to pick.
Garrett's numbers don't support him being number one.
No, because
at all.
No, not at all. Nothing. I mean,
the guy had 18 tackles last year.
No, more than 18.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
No, 18 tackles for loss, maybe. He didn't have 18 tackles.
I mean, unless Sports Reference is wrong.
It's got to be wrong. He had more than 18 tackles.
Look it up again.
He had more than 1.5 tackles a game. Had to.
He had 18 tackles.
No. Got to be more than that. I mean, that's like rebounds. Like, the ball's going to fall in your lap more than 1.5 times a game. It's going to fall in your lap. Some runners is going to accidentally run into you more than 1.5 times a game.
Mickey, he had three.
How many sacks? How many tackles for loss?
Hold on. Let me give you the total. He had three against UCLA. That's three. Two against Prairie View, five. Three against Auburn. Three against Arkansas. Three against Tennessee. Seven against Bama. Didn't play for two games. One against Ole Miss. two against LSU. Eight against San Antonio. And then one in the bowl game.
How do you play games and have two tackles and three tackles?
I mean, are you kidding me?
Got to be tackles for loss.
I'm looking at total tackles.
How many sacks?
He had last season, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.5. Only because he had 4.5 at the UT San Antonio game. He had four going into that game, and that was in November.
See, I'm not doing it. Let me give my Brad his accent for giving us a word. I didn't know that, by the way. He can't have 18 tackles be the first pick in the draft. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. Call him 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. Call him today, folks. You make one phone call, they got to call Brad Hughes. You want me to tell my pitching story real quick, my beating story real quick?
Yeah.
I'm 8 years old. I'm in Chester, South Carolina. I play in a league that's 8-12. And I'm pretty good at 8 years old, but I'm pitching against the 12-year-olds. And 8-year-olds don't normally pitch, but we ran out of pitching, whatever you got to pitch. Guy hits a home run against me as an 8-year-old, and he circles the bases, but every base he does a 360, like showboating around. And my assistant coach comes out, and he says, how'd that feel? I went, not too good. He says, you see him showboating? I went, yeah. He goes, you know what number he is? I went, no. He goes, he's number 22. I went, all right. He goes, next time up, I want you to hit him. I said, what? I don't know what this is about. He goes, son, do you know where the kidneys are? I went, no, sir. And he goes, you know what they're for? I went, no, sir. He goes, kidneys filter blood through your urine through your bloodstream. I went, okay. He goes, they're located right here. And he points to my kidneys. He goes, next time up, I want you to hit him in the kidneys. I went, what? He goes, hit him in the kidneys. He goes, yeah. I went, all right. He goes, I want to pee in blood for a week. I was like, what? What? I'm 8 years old. I'm getting a life lesson about making a kid. I'm getting an anatomy lesson, a biology lesson.
Did you hit him?
I tried to. I couldn't do it. I missed him. Hey, well, I'm throwing about 25 miles an hour. I wouldn't hurt anybody.
Throwing heat at eight.
Yeah.
Throwing heat.
He wants me to hit him in the kidneys.
Yeah.
Man. Anyway. Hey, we don't have time for music. Give me my 2-minute drill. What do you got for me over there, big man?
Mickey, a little bit of a somber but impressive note there. You know, Foreman, the running back from Texas, revealed yesterday that he lost an infant son during the season. While he was at Texas last year. Mm-hmm. And then the day he lost it, he ran for 341 yards and three touchdowns in a win over Texas Tech on the same day his son died. Mm. Crazy story, just heartbreaking all over the place, but unbelievable that he was able to persevere through that.
Mm. That's terrible stuff there. My 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's ericnewton.com. Hey, friends, I'm telling you, all you students out there, you're looking for a place to live right now, do it at University Colleges. He's got this unbelievable deal going on with University Colleges right now. For $895, you get the whole 2-bedroom by yourself. Or $495. It gets you in at the colleges, gets you one of the bedrooms in a 2-bedroom cottage. That's a really cool deal. Quickly, I want to repeat what we said earlier about Pickens County. You got to be proud of this. In Pickens County, 83% graduation this year. It with band, athletics, and junior ROTC, over 99% graduation rate. So the extra